We were talking yesterday and we heard from Dorota Kowalczyk and her family, among the 34 people, including 15 children living in the Loreto Chapel estate, who have received eviction letters from their landlord, the Cypriot property company Zerko Limited, owns 14 houses in the estate, and they have given notice to all of their tenants over the next number of months, starting in February and moving on then to, I think, June or July, for these evictions to take place. And obviously the community and the people involved are very upset, even though this is all 100% legal. They're going to be torn apart as a community, they feel, impacts on their employers, their children, and the community built up there over the last 10 to 15 years in this estate. There's also going to be a major impact on the school, and that is the Loreto National School, Sculvrida Loreto National School. With me on the line is the principal of the school now, Brian O'Sullivan. Brian, good morning to you, and thanks for taking the time to talk to me on a busy Friday.
Morning, Jerry. Thanks for speaking with us.
Listen, when you first heard this news coming through, because I know the news came through in terms of notices to families in dribs and drabs in terms of the timing of all these things legally, but the full tail of the tape came through then, quite a number of children in your school affected if they will have to move away.
Yeah, so it kind of came to light really last week. We were approached by a number of parents who informed us that they had been served these eviction notices, and obviously they were visibly upset and they were in shock, and I suppose their future is very uncertain about where they were going to live. You know, obviously the housing situation in Killarney is quite difficult at the moment, but I suppose at the fore of that was the uncertainty for their children, their education going forward. They're a major part of our school at the moment, so all that, you could see it in them. They were extremely stressed and I suppose worked up over the whole thing, and you know, they came to us looking for support and I suppose anything that we could do to help them.
Yeah, and that is the thing, I suppose, you're trying to help. What kind of an impact will it have on the school if this many pupils all leave at the same time?
Yeah, so for anyone who doesn't really know us, I suppose Loreto National School is a relatively small school. We're located just on the suburbs of the town. And we're lucky, I suppose, in the last few years in that our enrollment has grown and we currently have 130 pupils on our roll. But now, obviously, we're faced with the prospect of at least 13 of our pupils, and that's 10% of our student population, being forced to move. And we as a school, will find it very difficult to cope with that. I don't think there's too many schools that could cope with 13 of their pupils all, you know, leaving in one swipe. Us being a relatively small school, you know, it is like family. Every child here is known to us. We're, you know, they're cared for and they're valued. And the thought of losing any child because of circumstances beyond their control is heartbreaking, really. And I suppose, Jerry, as well, we must remember that many of these pupils, they've been with us since junior infants and they have long-standing friendships in the school. Their parents are members of our parents' association and very important members of our wider school community. So it will have a huge impact on our schools in general.
And Brian, that's the element of it. There's the number side of it for a small school, but much more important is that, as you've outlined, is the human connection, the friendships, the connection between the pupils and the teachers and the wider school community that will be impacted by this.
Yeah, as you can imagine, you know, a child starts their primary education in school and they envisage that education will continue for the next 8 years as they're in school. And it takes a while for them to build up friendships and bonds with their teachers and all the staff in the school. And, you know, I suppose it comes back to us being, as I said, a smaller school. Everyone knows everyone else. All the children know each other. They're all friends. They have that bond with everybody else. And, you know, to face the prospect of that bond being broken, not only for the children who have to leave, but the children who are left behind, you know, their friendships are going to be impacted as well. So it is going to have a huge impact on everyone in school.
Yeah, it certainly will. What are you hoping happens, Brian? I know there's a change.org petition up. I know politicians are being spoken to about what they can do, if anything can be done, to try and either change the mind of the company or find some sort of solution for them. It's a difficult problem to address, but what are you hoping does happen?
Well, I suppose, like, you know, it comes down to the basics of, you know, that every child really deserves a stable home and uninterrupted access to their education. And I suppose I would just urge the local politicians and our councillors to come together and try to agree or do their best for these families as they can stay in their homes. I know it's a very difficult situation. Everything is legal, what's going on. But I suppose, you know, we have to keep in mind the broader impact it's going to have in the entire community as such, because, you know, these people, they're working in town, they're contributing to our society and our community, and it's going to have a far-reaching impact in everything.
Yeah, it certainly will, Brian. Now, look, there's a wider question here for our housing system, and this is one of the unfortunate outputs of the financial crash, the housing crash at the time. Some of the big companies that came in here and were encouraged to come in for economic reasons to try and get property going at the time, make mass purchases, the tax rules, all of those sort of things are all, you know, reasons why something like this has happened or is happening. But I know you'll continue in the meantime hoping for a good resolution, Brian, and that you'll continue supporting the children and hopefully they can stay for as long as possible, if not for good, in your school.
Absolutely. You know, we as a staff and all the teachers and all the staff here, we're here to support them and, I suppose, keep things as stable as possible for them for the foreseeable future until that time comes when maybe something will have to happen.
Okay, Brian, well, listen, great stuff. Thanks very much for taking the time to talk to me and outline it from your school's point of view, and thanks for talking to me this morning.
Thanks, Journey. Take care.